Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. China has defended its apparent ban on Australian coal, describing it as legal, responsible, and in the best interests of consumers and companies. There's been no formal notification of the ban, but a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry has not denied it is in place. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told the Seven Network such a ban would be bad for both countries.
If there was such a ban on Australian coal, then that would be in direct contravention to World Trade Organization rules. It would also be a complete breach of the Free Trade Agreement.
A former school principal accused of sex crimes has lost an appeal against her extradition to Australia. Israel's Supreme Court has rejected Malka Leifer's appeal, and the Justice Minister says he'll be signing the extradition order as soon as possible. The 52-year-old is accused of sexually abusing several former students at a Jewish school in Melbourne and has been fighting extradition from Israel since 2014. One of her alleged victims, Nicole Meyer, has welcomed the latest developments.
We have had 9 incredibly draining years, and we know there's still a lot harder to come ahead, but we are ready for it. If I could give a message to all survivors, is reach out, find support, share your story, and let's get these abusers off the street and hurting no more children.
The European Union's Medicines Agency has brought forward a meeting to assess the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for provisional approval. The meeting had been scheduled for the 29th of December, but will now take place on the 21st. Germany's Health Minister, Jens Spahn, is among those who had called for an earlier meeting.
Our national authorities, like others, are supporting the European authorities as best they can. And the goal is to get approval before Christmas.
The British government says social contact over Christmas should be avoided as much as possible. The government is facing criticism for deciding to ease restrictions between the 23rd and the 27th of December, which will allow a maximum of 3 households to mix. There have been calls to reassess the plan following an increase in new cases and tougher rules imposed in London. France has imposed a nightly curfew to try to reduce the spread of COVID-19. People will not be allowed outside their homes between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. without an authorisation, and bars and restaurants will remain closed until at least the 20th of January. In Germany, a lockdown will be imposed with all non-essential shops and schools to close. Restaurants, bars and gyms have been closed since November. A union is calling for fruit pickers to be guaranteed a minimum wage following revelations some farm workers have been paid as little as $3 an hour. The Australian Workers' Union is applying to the Fair Work Commission to ensure horticulture workers are paid a minimum of $24.80 an hour. Farms do not currently have to pay the minimum award rate, with many workers paid depending on the amount of fruit picked or vegetables harvested. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.